wasn't sure about the APC stuff. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Wouldn't that have been great? Good thing these cameras are janky. Really?
Rugged.
I mean, not cameras, but.
Rugged.
Right. Good morning. I'd like to call the seventh Osage Nation Congress to order. Today's April 6, 2022. The time is 10 a.m. Oh, I skipped you. Congresswoman Lemon, could you pray for us this morning, please?
Thank you. Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, your Heavenly Father, we thank you. We come to you today as humble servants. We thank you for this beautiful day. We ask that you be with us today as we make decisions regarding taking care of our people. We ask that you answer any prayers and any people that come to you with open arms, and you wrap them in your loving heart. We ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congresswoman. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Second Speaker Rebard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Present.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
We have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from yesterday.
Motion to approve the journal from April 5th as presented.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the journal from April 5th. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. All right, the journal is approved. Next is reports of select committees. Okay, hearing none, reports of standing. All right, Congresswoman Good Fox.
Thank you, Speaker. Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment met this morning regarding Bill Number ONCA 2230, an act to require the Osage Nation to conduct a census of the people of the Osage Nation. The sponsor is myself. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Good Fox, Keene, and Bickhorst. We also met regarding ONCA 2249, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $11,000 to Osage LLC for the Gray Horse Broadband Grant Audit and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. Final committee action, due pass is properly engrossed with yes votes from Good Fox, Keene, and Big Horse. We met regarding Bill Number ONCA 2232, an act to amend the election code at 12 ONC 10-102 to change the number of days affecting a vacancy from 180 to 270 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is myself. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Good Fox, Keene, and Big Horse. We met regarding ONCR 2020. A resolution to request the implementation of a recycling program for all Osage Nation facilities or to have a recycling program explored and findings reported. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. Final committee action, due pass is properly engrossed with yes votes from Keene, Good Fox, and Bickhorst. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Reports of standing committees, Congressman Walker.
Thank you, Speaker. Government Operations Committee met yesterday, considered Bill Number ONCA 2077, an act to amend the criminal code at Title VI, crimes against property to add larceny and receiving stolen property dash presumption and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Keene. Committee action is due pass, voting yes. Walker, Good Fox, Keene, Rebard, Big Horse, and Shaw. Committee also considered Bill Number ONCA 2227, an act to authorize and appropriate $104,793 to the Hominy Ranchers Rural Fire Department for the purchase of a fire truck and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Maker. Final committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Walker, Good Fox, Keene, Rebard, Big Horse, and Shaw. Committee also considered Bill Number ONCA 2248, an act to authorize and appropriate $125,000 to the Fairfax Volunteer Fire Department out of the General Fund and the Treasury for the purchase of a rescue truck and new equipment. Sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. Final committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Walker, Good Fox, Keene, Rebard, Big Horse, and Shaw. That's it.
All right, thank you. Next is introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any to introduce? Hearing none, bills and resolutions on first reading. Second speaker.
Good morning, Speaker. Thank you. Good morning, Congress. I'm reading in ONCR 22-05, a resolution to approve the 2023 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation.
Okay, thank you. ONCR 2205 is assigned to appropriations. We're now on general order day one. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading ONCA 2237, an act to amend the Osage Fair Minimum Wage Act at 19 ONC 2 section 101 through 2 section 104 and to establish an alternate effective date. Madam Speaker, if I may continue.
Yes, please.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCA 2239, an act to amend and restate the Treasury Law at 15 ONC Section 2304 to require the Principal Chief to appoint a treasurer within 6 months of a vacancy and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. We're now on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 21-114, an act to amend the Osage Nation Cultural Preservation Act in order to add definitions, invest all cultural preservation regulatory authority in the Historic Preservation Office. Are there any amendments to propose to this bill? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 22-28, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $600,000 to the Capital Asset Fund for architectural design and engineering of a new Osage Nation Heritage Center and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to propose to this bill? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 2235, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $3 million to the Capital Asset Fund of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the purchase of land, design, engineering, and construction of a funeral services facility within the territorial boundaries of the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to propose to this bill? Hearing none, we'll advance to third reading after engrossment. We're now on bills and resolutions. On third reading, ONCA 2230, an act to require the Osage Nation to conduct a census of the people of the Osage Nation. Congresswoman Good Fox is a sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
All right. Is there anyone who would like to speak for or against ONCA 2230? Hearing none, Congresswoman Good Fox, you have the floor.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress, and those listening. I would encourage a yes vote for this. I believe that the information that we will hopefully receive will be valuable information. I say hopefully because sometimes people don't like answering questions, and I get that, and they don't like participating in what we're going to call a census, but I don't want for members to be confused that we're not going to show up at your door. We've left it in executives' corner of how they're going to roll this out. It could be online. It could be in the form of a paper. We're not really sure, and we don't even really know. We've given them a list of possible questions and also left it up to the executive branch of if they want to include more questions. But what we do know is that we don't have a lot of information about our membership. We don't know how many Osage Nation enrolled citizens that we have that rent their home versus own their home. And it's like taking a dart and throwing it at a dartboard of when we appropriate money for some of our programs and services. So we're hoping to help that. I would encourage you to vote yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. The question is, shall ONCA 2230 pass?
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. ONCA 2230 passes and is advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2232, an act to amend the election code at 12 ONC section 10-102. To change the number of days affecting a vacancy from 180 to 270 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Good Fox, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
All right. Are there any members of Congress who would like to speak to ONCA 2232? Hearing none, Congresswoman, you have the floor.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress, those listening. This amendment would change if a vacant seat came open. So currently the way the law reads, at 6 months or 180 days, In the event that one of our seats became vacant at 170 days, the law reads that we would have to have a special election. Going a little bit further into that, the election board has so many days, I think it's 30, to notify the public that we're going to have a special election. Then you have so many days that the public has time to get in absentee ballots. Then you have signups. When you take all of those rules into play, a person would sign up to run for a seat that they're going to hold for maybe 3 months. And not only is that an issue, but we spend the money on this special election to the tune of anywhere between $25,000 and $30,000 for an individual to sit in a seat for 3 months. So this amendment pushes it back to 9 months. And that's what it does. That would roughly give someone maybe 6 months in a seat instead of just three. I would encourage you to vote yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. The question is, shall ONCA 2232 pass?
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Second Speaker Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. ONCA 2232 passes. There is an alternate effective date. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. All right, the alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2232 is advanced to enrollment. Next is ONCA 2249, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $11,000 to Osage LLC for the Gray Horse Broadband Grant Audit and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. How would you like to proceed?
Speaker, I'll close. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Are there any members who would like to speak to ONCA 2249? Congresswoman Stabler, you have the floor.
Thank you. To my colleagues here, I know this is a small amount, but it's important to note that the broadband, it was a grant, and the LLC is operating right now to fulfill the grant for us. And so although they have money in their general account, they're securing it for, as we heard yesterday, for any coverage of shortfalls and any, you know, possible movement into those businesses. So we don't want to disturb that, but I think it's a good, it's an obligation for the nation to cover these grant expenses. So I encourage you to vote for it. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Anyone else? Hearing none, Congresswoman Shaw, you have the floor.
Thank you. Good morning, Speaker, colleagues, everyone listening. I just first want to thank Congresswoman Stabler for those words. That is correct. I feel like they have done a really good job of managing the funds that they do have to put it to work for the nation and get some things going in a positive direction at Osage LLC. This, again, is a small request. I did confirm with Candy Thomas that because they are federal funds, they are subject to the Single Audit Act and reported annually. So I ask you to please vote for and approve this $11,000 appropriation to take care of the audit for the Gray Horse Broadband Project grant. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. The question is, shall ONCA 2249 pass?
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. ONCA 2249 passes. There is an alternate effective date. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2249 will advance to enrollment. ONCR 2020, a resolution to request the implementation of a recycling program for all Osage Nation facilities or to have a recycling program explored and findings reported. Congressman Potts, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay, thank you. Are there any members who would like to speak to ONCR 2020? Hearing none, Congressman Potts, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I waive my time.
Okay, thank you. The question is, shall ONCR 2020 pass?
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Second Speaker Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. ONCR 2020 passes and is advanced to enrollment. We are now in motions and notices. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. Health and Social Services Committee meeting is immediately following session and 10:21 now, so we will start at 10:30.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Walker.
Government Operations Committee will meet this afternoon from 1 to 4:30.
All right, thank you. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Rules and Ethics will meet on Friday morning at 9 o'clock to engross ONCA 21, 114, 2228, and ONCA 2235. And I will make a motion to adjourn until Friday at 10 a.m.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to adjourn until Friday at 10 a.m. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. All right, we're adjourned until Friday. Thank you.